This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
Sexagonal Phrase, written and produced by Victor Aurelius for the 4077th and All Better Audio. Season 2, Episode 1, Into Sweet Hell.
On board a large transport vessel, Bud Daniels and Gunnar Vassil are shackled among hundreds of other prisoners, political anarchists, dissidents, and those who spoke out against President Nimrod.
Oh, wow, my head. It feels like I was trampled by a mega elephant wearing running cleats.
It's to be expected. The drug they used right before they loaded us on this ship is telazopine. How many fingers am I holding up?
Looks like 7? No, now it's 3. Why does my tongue taste like mud and... I know that from somewhere.
Don't try. You don't want to know. Believe me.
Reptilian... toe webbing?
And it was quite lovely of you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. You startled me.
The name is Ertarg. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome? Where are we?
On a transport, as far as I can tell. Not sure where we're headed, but by the look of the others who were chained to us... I don't think it's a pleasure cruise.
There must be someone in charge here. Hello? Who's in charge?
Drawing attention is not a good idea. I've been in situations like this a few times. It's best just to blend in and slowly gather information. Otherwise, you'll...
Here, what's all this racket about?
I was just curious. You're dressed as a nun.
Yeah, what of it? I am Sister Subordinate 62837, subclass 17J. I am one of the sister clerics of a non-denominational, non-species-specific, non-gender-identifying sect. We are the Sisters of Perpetual Torment.
Ow! Hey, that was uncalled for.
Nah, shut up. And perhaps me and the other sisters will throttle you while we pray for your soul, because that comes later, after evening vespers. When we...
Throttle us while you pray for our souls?
Now you got it, sunshine.
No. The Sisters of Perpetual Torment? That means we're headed to Crème Brûlée.
Where? Huh, I've never heard of it.
The Sisters have a convent there. They're known throughout the galaxy for the most irresistibly delicious snacks and desserts. Extremely expensive and admired by the upper and most of the uber-upper class. No one knows how these nuts are able to ship out millions of crates of goodies per day. It's always been a secret.
Slave labor. It's a penal colony.
Run by the most vicious religious sect in the galaxy. And apparently they must be working with President Nimrod. That makes sense. Religious conservatives must have funded his campaign.
Well, we gotta get out of here.
Chained by our wrists and ankles to all these other unfortunates?
I suppose you're right. So what do we do?
Get to know our shipmates. Maybe between us we can discover our strengths.
You have that Shatum training.
Shh, don't don't mention it near any of the sisters. Do you want to get us killed?
I'm sorry. Perhaps you could teach me some of those techniques like you taught Lucy! Lucy, I completely forgot about her!
Another side effect of the drug you were given.
Is she here with us? Maybe on another vessel?
I didn't see her after Spawell dragged me from the president's office.
I hope she's okay.
Meanwhile on Earth, Lucy Shaw wakes up on the beach near the burned-out remains of Chop's bar. She seems to have had a rough night.
What? No! Oh. I forgot. I'm on Earth. The bar is gone. No money. I don't even know what day it is.
Welcome to the donut hut. Lucy, where have you been? The police were looking everywhere for you. Oh, you look terrible.
Hi, Jenna. I slept on the beach. I had no place to go.
Here, have a seat. I'll get you a bear claw and some coffee on the house. George! Lucy's alive!
Lucy! Oh, thank God! We thought you were dead! The fire chief said he never saw such total destruction of a building. He said it was as if it was hit by multiple lightning strikes. That's weird, isn't it?
There was no way to determine if there were human remains. Where have you been? It's been 2 weeks!
I was away with a friend. We were traveling, and I just returned late last night.
Well, you can stay with me and George until you get your insurance money. Maybe you can rebuild the bar better than it was.
You should call your insurance agent, Lucy. He probably has a lot of questions.
Yeah, I guess. Can I just collect my thoughts and sit here for a while?
Sure, Lucy. Do you want to go upstairs to our apartment? George scored some primo weed in Tijuana. It'll help you relax. Maybe put on some Beatles or Simon and Garfunkel. They were always your favorites. You know, mellow out.
She's right, Lucy. Go upstairs. Calm down. Use the phone. Mikasa es su casa.
You guys are great. Thank you. Can I take my coffee and bear claw with me? I think I want to be alone with my thoughts for a while.
Go ahead. Take a bubble bath, maybe, and relax. We'll talk to you after we close up tonight.
Thank you so much. You guys have always been there for me. I really appreciate it. Police speculate that Lucy Sharp 27 must have been vaporized by the enormous electrical damage brought on by what could only have been several direct lightning strikes. Her estranged mother, Karen Sharp of San Diego, has decided to wait 30 days before a memorial will be organized for friends to pay their respects. Mom! Mom, it's Lucy. Yeah, I'm okay. Look, we need to talk. About? What do you mean about? What do you mean we haven't talked in years? You called me 2 weeks ago and warned me that Dad was alive and that I needed to go down to the cellar. What? Yes, you did! Look, I'm hanging up now. That was crazy. Acting like she never called me. I need to calm down. Listen to some Beatles and... That's not Ringo! Pete Best? What the hell?
This message is for Lucy Sharp. Please acknowledge.
Who are you?
This message is for Lucy Sharp. Please acknowledge.
Yes, I'm Lucy Sharp.
Thank you. This is a pre-recorded message from...
Banana, the father's co-pilot.
Do you accept receipt of this message?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. This message is being brought to you by Parallelogram. Whenever you need to send a message to a parallel dimension, use Parallelogram.
Lucy, we were able to track you by your father's wrist cuff. He must have slipped it to you before he was taken away. We saw that your location was on Earth, but it's not your Earth. We're trying to figure out a way to get to you.
All we were able to do was send this message in the meantime. So keep the RISCOM on you at all times. Don't panic. We'll get to you as soon as we are able.
Message ends. Thank you.
What happened to my father? And to Bud?
Move your sorry bodies out of the transport. We have arrived at Creme Brulee, Concentration Camp 13. Your new home. Keep moving in an orderly fashion. You there! Move faster!
They sure are strict.
Just do whatever they say. Don't cause any problems. The last thing we need is to be separated.
You're right. That makes sense.
Move along. You boys are going to decontamination and then straight to work in the mines.
Mines?
Yes, yeah, Sunshine. We've special orders for you two. Seems you both have a friend in the government.
Ah, President Nimrod must want us safe.
Seems that way, Danny. Oh, you used to be famous.
Yes. I guess so.
Who was you?
I was known as Sexagonal Phrase. I work for Playbe...
Ow! Smart talk like that is not allowed here. Remember that.
He's sorry, sister. Aren't you?
Oh, yes! I'm sorry, sister. I'll never do it again. I beg forgiveness.
Look, you've earned a double shift in the mines on your first day. Get on the moving platform and prepare yourself.
Prepare for what?
For the ride of your life, Sunshine.
I'm scared.
Clothing shredded. Hot water and soap. Rinsing. Hot air.
That was the most intense experience of my life. My skin was buffed and polished. I think they may have removed a layer of skin.
You'll get used to it.
You've been through that machine before?
Not here. But when I was in the Space Marines, they have a similar machine for new recruits. It decontaminates everybody so microorganisms and diseases aren't brought into the ranks.
Size medium. Go to the desk labeled medium to retrieve your uniform. Then report to Area B for your work assignment.
Oh, okay.
Size large. Go to the desk labeled large to retrieve your uniform. Then report to Area B for your work assignment.
Sure thing.
They've got to be kidding.
Just take it and put it on. Don't cause a scene.
I'm not modest in any way, but this is nothing more than a leather harness and a posing pouch.
Just get dressed. Get in line. Let's get to our assignment, and then we can figure out what to do.
There's Area B down that corridor.
It smells sweet. I wonder if... Oh, no.
What?
I think I know what Area B is. Blancmange mines.
No wonder we need to be clean. I never knew that it forms naturally.
It doesn't. They must have genetically created some sort of blancmange-excreting creature. Or it just grows on specially treated cave walls. Either way, I'll bet all those rich people who pay for this stuff wouldn't be happy to find out where it came from.
Zarquan, I just remembered. Eccentrica Columbus had loads of this stuff when she had parties at her mansion. I ate it plenty of times. I think I'm going to be sick.
Don't be sick. Just breathe through your nose. If you get sick, who knows what they'll do to us for contaminating this mine.
You're right. I'll be okay.
See that guy over there?
Oh, looks like an amoeboid. Probably a Zingat Eularian. You don't see many of them.
Very solitary. After they go through mitosis and they split into two, the original usually goes very far away from the other half. Maybe we can get some information from him. They live long lives. He might know something about this place. Excuse me, my friend. Can we talk?
I can't understand him. I think my babelfish is gone.
Great. No communication between species. That's how they keep order.
They took everyone's babelfish when they decontaminated us. No communication, no organized escapes.
This is not going to be easy. We're sorry. Thank you.
I wonder how long a shift is.
We're here double that time.
Yeah. I forgot to thank you for that. And besides, I've wanted to have a chat with you for a long time.
We've got a lot of time on our hands. Our sticky, gooey hands.
Oh, don't start that again. Just shovel.
So, apparently you have something to say to me. So, say it. Is it because I'm dating your daughter? Because she and I love each other.
You love her?
Yes, she feels the same. If all of this mess hadn't happened with the president, we three could have sat down and talked about my intentions. Father, daughter, and me.
This has nothing to do with... What intentions?
She and I haven't discussed details yet, but I think she's on the same page as me. Eventually, we'll get married.
Huh. Wow. You are not the guy I thought you were. I figured you were a guy who had a different girl every night. I've read your articles in Playbean. All that wild sex and travel.
Whoa, that might have been me a few years ago. I was divorced, I got a high-paying job with Playbean. I sowed my wild oats for a bit. But most of the things you read in Playbean are just written to be sensational. I'm not even there for the photo shoots. They are handled by the art department, and most of the time some assistant editor writes copy for the pictures. It's all entertainment. Most of what you read is fake. Even my interviews are rewritten.
Ah, that is what I wanted to talk about.
What?
The expose you wrote about the galactic criminal Guanavaslo. The one that got half the police of the galaxy looking for me again? The one that got Spalwell to recruit bounty hunters to find me? You made my life a living hell. Oh, I'm glad you find my suffering amusing.
No, it's not that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have laughed. But I didn't write that. It was all Eccentrica's idea. She had it all written and gave me a paycheck when I said she could use my name on the article. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't even know who you were.
Oh, sorry, kid. I didn't know. It was probably Nimrod. He and Galumbus wrote the article to close the net around me. Luckily, I was able to get a hold of a ship that couldn't be caught.
Oh, then how did you get caught?
I tried to assassinate the president. Yeah, I know it was stupid. And I could have done it. But when you got shot...
You thought I was killed.
When Lucy ran to you and held you, I didn't want her to die too. So I surrendered. I could have taken on all the guards Nimrod could have thrown at me, even in chains. But...
You didn't want to see Lucy hurt. You didn't expect us to be in the office.
Alone, I could have taken Nimrod out, even at the cost of my own life. But not Lucy's.
When we find Lucy, you should tell her all of this.
This watch better start doing something soon. It's too weird to be on Earth. And it's not even my Earth. I mean, yeah, it's mostly the same. Some songs are different on a few albums. The Beach Boys were never a barbershop quartet. The Beatles had Ringo. I loved Ringo. And my mother? She didn't call me. It's freaking me out.
Lucy, how many hits did you have of that Tijuana weed?
Yeah, honey. You're just having a weird reaction. It'll pass. Here. Have something to eat. You'll feel better.
This shit isn't messing with me.
I didn't smoke any of this stuff, guys. I'm telling you the truth.
You were in outer space. Had a bunch of wild adventures. Your father's alive, but he's... some sort of space gangster, and then some villain chick teleports you back to Earth. Oh, but it's not the same Earth that you were from. It sounds all made up. You probably got a hold of some bad mushrooms, spaced out for 2 weeks, and then wandered back home to find your father's bar had been destroyed. Your brain got all loopy. You just got some facts wrong.
No, Jenna, and I can prove it to you if this watch would ever call me.
Like Dick Tracy? A radio communicator watch? Oh, now that would be so cool. You could be walking or driving and chatting with your friends.
Sounds crazy to me.
Guys, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have laid this all on you. Maybe I should have kept quiet about everything that happened to me. But I had to tell somebody. I was going to explode if I didn't. You two are my best friends since grade school. I had no one else to turn to. I...
Lucy, entering your solar system. We should be there soon. Find a large area for us to land.
Is the beach okay?
That'll do nicely. Sorry it took us a while to find the Earth you're on. Stiletto says it's because it's a plural sector. That, well, no need to get technical. We'll be there in just 2 minutes. Cregano, out.
Whoa. That was awesome.
You guys want to see a real alien spaceship? Follow me.
Okay. I heard something. But there's nothing here.
Give it a second. Probably cloaked.
Cloaking device? Like on Star Trek? That's so cool!
Hi, Lucy. I'm your father's co-pilot and engineer.
Dude, you're an alien! Bitchin'!
Lucy, we need to go.
You're right. I know you aren't the same friends that I grew up with, but I love you guys. I don't know if I'll ever see you or the other. This is weird. I love you guys.
Aww.
You be safe, okay?
That was so freaking awesome.
It was. But how's about we cut back on smoking weed, okay?
Oh, you mean...
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I got to meet a little alien dude.
Oh, George, no.
Eating on the job is not allowed.
Ow!
Eating on the job is not allowed.
Ow! Eating on the job is not allowed. Ow! Mercy, I was so hungry.
Get to work. Don't make us come back.
Are you okay? Can we help you?
I'll be okay. The whips don't damage the epidermis. They simply cause intense pain.
That voice. Do you know this man? I know his voice. He's the voice of my ship, the Stiletto.
Stiletto? That's an awful name. I never officially gave my creation a name. I was hoping he would pick one for himself one day. But the ship was stolen by... You... You are Gunda Volzlo, the notorious criminal? The stories I heard must be total fabrications.
Gee, thank you.
No, I'm sorry, my friend. I meant it as a compliment. The media paints you as a vicious space pirate, looting and destroying. That exposé in Playbeing was the most damaging to your reputation. perhaps you should have taken legal action against that sexagonal phrase who wrote it.
Okay, Vaslo, I see why you are upset with me.
So why are you here on Creme Brulee, Dr.
Slorond?
You're Dr. Arlen Slorond? The noted scientist who created the first hard light hologram?
Wait, what? A hard light hologram? You mean it's solid matter?
Not entirely, but it does looks, feels, acts, and reacts like the real thing. It was such a simple program. I was surprised that no one ever created it. A child could have done it.
How easy can you create one of these devices?
If I got a few common computer components, I could construct a transmitter, but we would need to record the actions of the subject to be projected.
It's a shame we don't have access to a monster, some giant beast that could hold back an army.
That would be the kind of distraction we need in order to steal one of those transports.
I might have an idea. Tomorrow, all of us will be sent to Sector T. That's been the schedule as long as I've been here.
What is Sector T?
Treacle and cream.
More sticky work. I'll be glad when our double shift is over and we can shower off this mess.
Yes, it seems that the blancmange gets into everything.
Oh, this must be your first day. After your shift, you don't shower off the sticky stuff.
Then how do we get clean?
Sexagonal Phrase, Season 2, Episode 1, Into Sweet Hell, was written and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were Jeff Niles as Watto, Ted Wenskus as Bud Daniels, Carrie Michael Ayers as Guy Sharp, a.k.a. Guna Vaslo, Victor Aurelius as Hertarg and the Hologram, Steve White as Sister Subordinate, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Geneva Aubrey as Jenna, Dave Morgan as George, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Kurgano, Carol McPherson as the Nun Overlord, Mary Genevieve Fortier as the Voice and the Robot Quartermaster, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the Robot Guards, and C. Wayne Owens as Dr. Arlen Slorond. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077th and All Better Audio 2019. Please note that this audio series is not intending to supersede or infringe upon any other existing copyright in relationship to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams.
They look like giant ant eaters.
Those yard-long tongues can get into every crevice.
I know some people who would really enjoy this.
Just say, we go through this every night after work.
Now I know why our uniforms are so small. It saves on laundry expenses.
Visit our website at the4077th.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077. Making audio sound all better.